This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in 1 Timothy with great apostasy, trained in the words of the faith, close watch, instructions for God's household, and rules for widows. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
God with his angels and saints.
Thank you.
blesses God with his angels and saints.
A reading from Luke chapter 13.
He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
And now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to us all from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. From the text, there will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. But you yourselves, thrown out, people will come from east and west, north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. For whatever reason, as I sat at my desk drinking coffee, pondering these scriptures, something came to my mind. The big bad wolf and the three pigs. I thought, really? So I looked it up on the internet, a great source. Says that in 1933, it was a cartoon depicting how the wolf came to seduce and then devour the pigs, and even went so far as in its seduction as to come and drag. I laughed. As I sat at my desk drinking coffee, my mind wandered, thinking about the three pigs and the big bad wolf. And I went to a post that I saw of a man about my size, about my age, in drag, at a youth gathering at a church that calls himself evangelical and Lutheran. How sad that those who once confessed Christ have been devoured in a sense. But who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Our churches have gone through much persecution and so fallen. Those who once confessed Christ have been devoured and seduced. And it's sad, they've dragged many souls with them. But in the text today, it points to either the worst day in eternity or the best day. But for those who have fallen, it's a bad day. For when it comes to hell and judgment, I can't think of anything worse than standing before our holy God and understanding perfectly that you played a part in your damnation or another's. I think what is most ugly is a pastor and a father, for that matter, who not only did not protect his flock and family from the evil one, but willingly allowed the flock to eternal death from the big bad wolf. I personally tremble with fear, the mishandling of God's word on my part. And I pray for wisdom and courage to deliver God's word rightly. I do not want a drop of blood upon me from someone else. Can you, for a moment, think of the one testifying that, yes, we ate and drank in fellowship with Jesus, and yet did not embrace him and his teachings? Lip service, really? Or perhaps in lip service you said that, or think that there's more than one way to heaven, or that God is doing a new thing. Often these things are done by people who just want to be of goodwill and get along with society. But then there's Jesus. He doesn't always get along with society. And he tells us, it's a narrow door to heaven. To follow Christ is not for cowards. There will be blood, as there was blood. Yeah, it's ugly. It's easy to live here in Fort Wayne on earth and perhaps live like hell does not exist, or that perhaps some people think that in their own eyes they're good enough, or at least better than others, and that's good enough for heaven. It's sad that some people think they can rely on their own so-called good works. They've been drinking the wrong Kool-Aid. The devil is a great liar and has seduced mankind to believe anything outside of God and his word. Satan does a great job with mankind, with his makeup, to cover the ugly face of hate, sin, death, and hell. Sadly, only at death are the souls are able to see the terrible, ugly judgment from which they were seduced. The judgment that you and I so have richly earned and deserved. But there's good. Take heart. For in the end, God calls all people to his side. He calls you to eat and to drink now, while on earth, in fellowship with Jesus, and again at the second coming. Isaiah 25 tells us that one day we will gather together and eat the best of meats and drink the greatest of wines. And he will wipe away all our fears, our tears. And in that day, we will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Please stand for a blessing. Now may the love of God and the peace of Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with and abide with us all. Amen.
Sets in order all things in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all things hurtful, and give us those things that are beneficial for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O Heavenly Father, whose Son taught us that whoever will be his disciple must take up his cross and follow him, strengthen us to resist temptation, and by your grace and mercy, walk in the narrow way that leads to life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory, forever and ever.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.